And that's why I say it's become such a harmful idea in dating. And there's three main myths of the spark. So the first one is that if you don't have the spark, it'll never grow. And that's just not true, right? People marry someone from work, someone from their office, someone from the building, right? The spark can grow over time.
That's why you say go on second dates.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't seem right for the first one.
Yeah. The first date, people are nervous. Some people just don't shine on it.
Uh-huh. So I'm reminded of the old Hair Club for Men saying, I'm not only the president, I'm also a client.
Yes.
You apply your own lessons to your own love life, right?
It's true. Yes.
How's that going?
It's going great. And my husband gave me full permission to talk about him today.
You said there was no spark with your husband.
You know, I
said it was a slow burn. What does that mean?
A slow burn is someone where they're not shiny on the first date. They're not necessarily the most charismatic or knock you off your feet, but the more time you spend with them, the more you like them. And so wouldn't you rather have someone that gets better over time? So
yes.
It's honestly, our culture is very extrovert heavy. It's also for introverts. Some people just take time to warm up, but they're such good partners.
But you tell a great story about how you got to Scott, because your first guy said, could you wait out to here outside of the club so I can go in and meet people? Don't come in with me. Reminds me of the time, Logan, I was holding onto the bumper of a car. Lincoln Continental as he was driving away. And I'm thinking, maybe he doesn't want to be with me.
Wait, that's a true story, Gil?
Yes. I was younger. He drove away and I'm left in the parking lot with all my neighbors looking down at me.